Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings call of Air Enid Industries Limited. We sincerely thank you for joining us today. During this call, the management will discuss the company's operational and financial performance for the first quarter of FY27, followed by an update on key business developments, strategic priorities, and the outlook ahead. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone that certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature. These statements are based on the management's current expectations and assumptions and are subject to various risks and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied. Participants are advised not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. Please also note that this conference call is being recorded for compliance purposes. Representing Air Enid today, we have with us Mr. Monish Doshi, Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Paresh Nair, President. I now invite the management team to deliver their opening remarks. Followed by their address, we will open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of the management of Air Enid Industries Limited, I, Monish Doshi, Director and CFO of the company, would like to welcome you all, the participants, to the Q1 FY26-27 earnings conference call. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. I will briefly take you through the key financial and operations highlight for the quarter ended June 30, 2026, following which we will be happy to address your questions. As per the tradition set by Air Enid, we are pleased to inform you that we have once again delivered a healthy growth in revenue and profitability. Revenue from operations stood at 24.44 crore, compared with 19.24 crore in quarter one financial year 2025-26, registering a 27.01% year-on-year growth. EBITDA increased by 34.83% year-on-year to 4.99 crore, compared with 3.70 crore in the corresponding quarter last year. Our EBITDA margin improved to 20.19%, compared with 18.99% in quarter one financial year 2025-26, and 18.58% in quarter four financial year 2025-26. This improvement reflects better operating efficiency and improved contribution from our business operations. Profit before tax stood at 3.46 crore, registering a strong 66.64% year-on-year growth, while lower interest cost also supported profitability. Most importantly, profit after tax increased to 2.56 crore, compared to 1.06 crore in quarter one 2025-26, representing a significant 141.94% year-on-year growth. PAT margin consequently improved to 10.46%, compared with 5.5% in the corresponding quarter. During the quarter, our focus remained on improving capacity utilization and leveraging the investment made in our manufacturing infrastructure. We continue to see encouraging opportunities across our elevator and stainless steel business, supported by increasing demand and our expanding product capabilities. Going forward, our priorities remain clear: increase capacity utilization, strengthen our customer base, improve operating efficiency, and deliver sustainable growth with healthy margins. Overall, we are encouraged by the performance of quarter one and remain cautiously optimistic about the growth opportunities ahead. With this, I would like to conclude my opening remark. Thank you for joining us today. We will now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you, sir, for the opening remarks. We will now open the floor for the Q&A session. I request the participants who wish to ask a question to please use the raise hand feature. The first question we'll take from Mr. Manish.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking up my question. First of all, congratulations on the good set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. So one is you've talked about the international OEM engagements, right, on your previous calls. So what is the status? Have you made any breakthrough with the international OEMs for any contract manufacturing? So that's my first question.
Okay. Good afternoon, Paresh Naik here. I would like to give you clarity on the international front. In international, we had focused on Africa, especially Kenya and Tanzania, and we had even participated in the exhibition events over there. So there is a positive momentum over there, but due to their prevailing political and economical conditions, there is not much of a growth in that business over there. So we have had a good breakthrough, but yes, we are still yet waiting for the development of business over there. In Nepal, we are having a consistent growth, and that has continued in this year also. So we are hopeful that this international front will also open up shortly. Once their conditions also stabilize.
But sir, when we talk about these international OEMs, right, I am essentially referring to these companies like Johnson, Schindler, and others.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
So.
sorry. I took it wrongly. I'm sorry. See,
Yeah.
on the Johnson, Kone, we had a meeting, and even the registration process has started. In Vittur also, the registration process has started. We have received a few good orders from Fujitec on the sheet front, and the local national companies, which are not international but they have a good national footprint, in that Techno and Omega are buying the majority of their sheet requirement from us on the embossed and on the PVD part. So on the international OEMs, the orders have not yet started. Only Fujitec has started. But the process is on. They have taken the samples, and the vendor registration process has also begun. So we are hopeful that I think in next quarter, there should be some good business from there. I hope this has answered
Well,
the
sir.
question.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes,
Am I
please.
audible?
Yes,
Yeah. So,
please.
sir, with respect to the sampling part that you highlighted, right? Is this with the name that you mentioned? I think I heard it as Fujitec.
Yeah,
So,
Fujitec, yes. They have
okay. And.
taken sheets from us, and now they are placing regular orders, and they are also planning to get those manufactured from us, but it will take some time because there are a lot of technicalities involved. So that process is on.
Got it. And how about other players like Johnson, Schindler, and others?
They have taken the
Do
samples, but we have not yet received the orders. The process is on, but
you... Got it. Got it. Okay. So my second question was on the steel polishing division. So when I look at your segmental results, right, I notice that this division has been making losses since the last 3 years. So, any reason as to why we are not able to kind of make it a profitable one? What are the challenges that we are facing with respect to the steel polishing division?
yeah, hi, this is Monish Doshi. So, to clarify that on the losses part, it is not actually making losses. Currently, most of the production is being consumed in our elevator division, which is being processed in stainless steel division. So it is an internal transfer which we are doing. That's why the purchases are done on the steel part division and actual material is being consumed on the elevator part. So to get a better idea, I would always suggest to look as a whole business and not as a sector wise. Second thing, we have been started selling sheet products to different market only after fulfilling our in-house demand. So whatever we are selling outside is what we don't require, or it is more than our requirement for elevator division that is being sold outside. So only those items are like only that revenue is being generated with the additional production which we are doing in steel business. Other than that, everything is being consumed in-house only. So it is not a loss-making division. It is a profitable division if we see as a whole.
Got it, sir. Because I mean, it was appearing as a loss item under segmental results, so hence my question. Anyways, I think your what do you say answer helps. If I can squeeze in one final question, sir.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to understand as to what would be the impact of steel prices on the way we do business with our clients. Is this a pass-through from our end? And also, do we reduce prices when steel prices reduce? So, if you can explain that a bit as well.
Yeah, so in this thing, we deal in two different ways. For the steel division, it is completely volatile to the steel pricing. So all our orders are also volatile to steel pricing. Like if the market price changes, we also pass it on to our customers. If even if it has gone up or down, we are obliged to pass it on to our customers. In elevator business, we have a fixed margin and we have a fixed price range where we consider where we don't have to change our pricing immediately. So in that case, sometimes we have to bear the losses, or we have to even we can enjoy the profits if the price of raw material has gone down. But that too, at a limited extent, we go. And if we see a huge difference in the pricing policy, then we pass it on to with our customers in the elevator division also.
Got it. And what would be the time lag, sir, in case of what do you say, steel price increase or a decrease, right, that we want to pass on? What would be the typical time lag?
Yeah, so normally it is not a defined timeline which we prefer, because we also have to keep in check about our competitors also. But normally, if the price increases by like more than 10 to 15%, then definitely we execute the changes within a month.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much. I'll join back the queue.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will move on to the next question from Mr. Roshan. Sir, please unmute yourself and ask the question. Mr. Roshan Vishnu. Let's move on to the next question in the meantime from Mr.
Hi, Moni. Hi, Paris. Hope you are doing well.
Hello, Mr. Shanki. How are you?
Good
Yeah,
afternoon.
I'm
We are
fine.
doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think the company, Arun Industries, has not able to deliver to last year 25% bare minimum growth, which we are expecting. But this year, the Q1, the start is pretty well on the note of 27% growth, correct? So,
Yes.
what is the internal revenue and volume guidance for the 27 and 28?
Yeah, so this year we are targeting around 25 to 30% growth in revenue. And the bifurcation of business would be almost similar in a way to last year for the steel business and elevator business.
Okay. I think the EBITDA is also bounced back sharply in the Q1. So I believe that management is able to pass the elevated cost to the end consumer. So, what is the sustainable EBITDA going forward?
Yeah, so we have been making sure to maintain our EBITDA percentage like from around between 18 to 20, and it has been increasing every year. So we are making sure of doing that. And it is more like we are looking forward with a sustainable EBITDA of this percentage only.
Okay, so 18 to 20%.
Yeah. So that is the range which we have been in last couple of years. But if you see over a period of time, we have always managed to improve the margins. So that will be our focus for this year also.
Okay. I've seen your investor presentation also, and there is a new product you work 360 fitness app. Launched in the previous financial year. You guys have already executed 25 plus project. So just want to know that what is the bigger picture there in next 2 3 months, 2 3 year, how much revenue contribution from this product we can expect, and are we making the end-to-end product of fitless elevator, or we are doing just a cabin and auto door?
No, in Evoque 360, we are doing complete elevator product. And like this year only, we have launched it. And luckily, we have been getting good response overall from Pan India. And we are into discussions with multiple companies for collaborating for their territory. Like already, I think we have finalized two or three companies where we have finalized the territory and as a exclusive partners for those territory. And we are in communication with multiple companies who are showing their interest for the product. For the next quarter, I wouldn't be able to guarantee a huge jump because the project takes time. It is related to like it depends on the cycle of the bungalows and villas, and normally it takes time, but definitely it will keep on going upwards because day by day we are getting more and more inquiries and people are showing positive response in those case. So definitely by the end of the year we are planning that it would be around like close to 150 units per of home lifts.
Okay, because I just want to know that what is the contribution of Evoque in Q1 sales? What is the real economics behind that? What is the margin on this product? And if this product will scale up, whether the margin will increase further or it's a low margin product? So can you talk about that?
So basically it's not a low margin product, and I wouldn't like it is close to around 20 to 25% of margin only for Evoque, but the doors, cabins and all are also part of this Evoque 360. So I think the margins would be in a bigger picture, the margins would stay close to 20% only, but definitely the top line would increase because of that. Now, currently in the last quarter, if you see, I think it would contribute around 10 sorry, 5 to 7% of the total revenue.
Okay, because I think you guys have just in the recent announcement said that you got a exclusive distributorship from China distributor for this Evoque components,
Yes.
correct?
Yeah, so
So
we
what
launched
is
this product in February. People like people came to know about it in February and March, and then they started their project according to this product. So till now we haven't been able to execute many products or dispatch many products out of our factories. But yeah, we have confirmed orders and already people are showing so much interest. So we are very positive about this product.
Okay. I will just join back in the queue. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have the next question from Mr. Priyansh.
Hi sir, hope I'm audible.
Yes, Mr. Priyansh.
Sir, I want to understand about the current capacity utilization and the capacity that we have in Unit 3 after the said automation that we implemented.
Okay, so the current capacity utilization is around 50% and close to 50%, I think between 45 to 50%. And with time, it will keep on improving because right now we are balancing the production to the demand which we are having. So, based on the demand, we'll keep on increasing our production.
Okay, so sir, this capacity is can augment in both ways, right? Like the door and the cabin, and at the same time for steel sheet also. Is that a correct understanding?
Like all the machineries are different for each product. So the capacity of sheet production is very huge, whereas we are producing less because of like we have to maintain the whole cycle of production as well as the inventory and everything. But overall, if you see that if I talk about the whole, then we are around 50% of the production capacity which we have.
Okay,
Because it
sir.
is difficult to bifurcate for each machine and each process.
Understood, understood. Sir, last year we had this guidance like we will reach around 3,500 door utilization, right? So
Yes.
are we in line to achieve that by December end, or how far will?
Yes, definitely we are moving towards that only. But as I told that we are also increasing our market reach and we are trying to penetrate different regions from where we can get maximum orders. So currently our production is aligned to the demand which we are receiving because we don't want to go into overproduction and over inventory as it is blocking our working capital. So we are aligned to that and we are focused in that way only. And we are going towards 3,500 production per month. And I'm pretty sure that we'll be able to achieve that in coming quarters.
Okay, so by December end, can we assume like previous guidance, or it will be slightly more based on your understanding?
Yeah, positively we are looking towards that, and I think we can achieve that if market conditions are good and if we are able to crack that much orders.
Okay, sir, last two smaller question. The elevator that we are selling now as a full unit now. So can you give us some sort of color in terms of pricing versus other competitor in the market? Like on how, like on what range basically we like more than average premium or utility in terms of just pricing?
Okay, so it is more of a premium product which we are offering for home lifts. So the pricing would start from around 6 lakhs per unit, and depending on the project size, like how many floors there are and what kind of because there are many technical aspects, what kind of product they want, it goes to around 8 lakhs or 9 lakhs also. But normally, an average price per product would be around 6 to 6.5 lakhs, where we are getting the maximum orders right now.
Understood.
And this
Sir,
is only for the components because we are not into installation of complete lift. So at the end product after installation would go around, I think, 9 to 9.5 lakhs or so.
okay, so the partner
The
that we
product,
will.
yeah, Paresh here, the competitive product in the market at present are in the range of 10 to 12 lakhs. Whereas the end product after installation cost and all that, our lift will cost only 8 to 9 lakhs. So it is quite well placed and with better features than what the other competitors are providing. So we have a good positive forecast for that.
Understood. Sir, then the end installer or the EPC player, right, who will install this elevator, those distributor will be common between for our elevators and other elevator. Is that a correct understanding, or this also has a different dedicated dealership?
So, for this home lift solution, we'll be only focusing on few exclusive partners which we have in different territories, and those companies will only be like working in the projects, like they'll be installing the lifts over there. And it is like a complete solution for a homeowner where we have identified all the issues for the lifts, like for the home lifts which they are facing, and we have developed the product based on that. So if I tell you about the competition, then you might be knowing about Nibav and Elite Elevator. So these companies are such that which are providing the same solution, but we have an advanced feature with our home lift than what they are providing.
Okay. One more competitor, sir. This LT Elevator also has partnered with one South Asian company, right? Where they are also planning to introduce this home elevator only, right?
Yes, they have, I think, partnered with Ricardo,
Ricardo, yeah.
and but they have a different product than what we are offering, because even though it is for a home lift, the design and the technological aspects are a little bit different. For example, our main USP is that we are providing a battery management system with our lift, which can operate your lift for 100 times without the power also.
Wow,
So
okay.
that is the main USP which we are offering, which currently no other company in India has it right now. They are only just providing battery backup system, which powers your lift for a limited time period. But in our product, we are providing for 100 cycles.
And that too cost competitive, right? Like Ricardo's elevator will be slightly more costly, right?
I'm not aware of their price point right now, but definitely it is because we have been getting positive response overall, so I think we are at a better price range than them.
Okay. Sir, what is our current dedicated dealership that we have secured as per like current state, and what is our goal for next 2 year maybe?
So dealership per se means for the Evoque or for all the products?
Nein, just for the Evoque, sir, just for the lift, dedicated
Evoque,
dealership.
see, Evoque at present is open for anybody who wants to sell, but we have tied up exclusively with 4 to 5 partners in different states where they would be only selling Evoque, and we are not giving it to other partners in that state. So that tie-up we have done so that the exclusivity is managed and the product value is does not get devalued. Like if there are too many people, then it is again a price war. Whereas it is such a premium product with such good features, so we have taken the strategy that we will not give it to everybody. So the qualifying process is going on. So we have done tie-ups with 4 or 5, and it is still going on.
Okay, sir, because now from market penetration point of view, this number will be critical, sir, for us investor to track. So request you to please publish this data, sir, going ahead, like how many new
That
dedicated
we'll
dealers.
be doing it regularly whenever we declare our details. We'll surely declare this also.
Okay. Sir, one last question. The component like in the in our press note also, when we had this secured the exclusive dealership for Iveco. So what exactly is the raw material that we are procuring from China? Can you also mention the percentage of cost in say bill of material or in the cost that we incur in our side? And is there any plan to in make those component in-house, sir? Can you give some light on that
We
also?
have done for Evoque, we have done a lot of development on our own, and what all we import, we cannot disclose everything in this forum. But yes, we have done a lot of indigenous development, and we are importing few from China.
Okay. In term of cost also, sir, can you give some rough estimate, if not exact component name?
Cost means around 40% we do the import, otherwise balance we have done our own development.
Achha, okay. Sir, any indigenization plan also like going ahead? Like, are we
Yeah,
going
we have
to?
done a lot of indigenization. The battery itself, which is the main heart of the whole thing, is indigenized. We have developed it ourselves.
And this 40%, sir, we are also planning to reduce it over the time, right? Once we
Yes,
establish the market, right?
our R&D team is working on it.
Okay, sir. The very great results, sir. Congratulations again, and thank you for this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We have a few questions in the Q&A tab. I'll just read out the question. Since Telix has been developed primarily for stainless steel sheet designing and the division is currently operating at full capacity for internal requirements, when do we anticipate expanding its capacity to cater to the broader pan-India market? Given the relatively limited competition in this segment, what is the company's strategy and timeline for scaling up this division?
See, I would like to give clarity to everybody. Stelix is not another product line. Stelix is a branding strategy. We have done the branding for our stainless steel products that we would like to sell outside to the elevator market and to the interior decoration. It is just a branding part. Stelix as a brand is only for the SS sheets that we manufacture at our own place. It is not a separate manufacturing setup. So I think that makes it clear.
Okay, sir. Moving on to the next question. The L&B Creative app has been launched recently. So, do we think that this will help us to shorten the sales cycle or a measurable lift inquiries?
People will get a better understanding.
Yes. So, Aaron B Creative app is to visualize the whole product which we are selling, because we are daily dealing with elevator companies and they are dealing with their customers. Normally, a homeowner is not able to visualize the whole product, like how it will look, how the cabin will look, and what will it feel like for a rose gold finish or a golden finish. So to better visualize it, we have developed this app for our customers. So in a way, it is definitely helping to close sales fast, because our customers, like our customers, which are elevator companies, they don't have to like try to explain how the cabin and how the door system will look. They are able to provide them they are able to show them through our app. So in a way, it has helped them in closing sales faster. Also, we keep on updating our new designs on the app. So every now and then, whenever we develop a new design or a new type of cabin, we push it in our app and everybody gets to know about it. So in that way, we are able to push our new products and new designs efficiently. So in that way, it is helping us a lot. And also, we have provided more details about Ewok, and we have also uploaded video shots on that. So by using that, most of our customers are able to place order correctly and fastly and efficiently.
Okay, sir. So we have the counter question from the last participant related to Stelix only. So that is what I wanted to understand. We have created a brand. The demand for SS sheet is there as there is less competition. So when we plan to scale this segment?
We are certainly this brand itself was brought into picture to scale up our business, because we are supplying to the elevator segment also. So the elevator manufacturer, they also have some apprehension, like if they take a product catalog of Aaron and show to their customers, they used to sell that you should give a different brand name for the sheet business. So that is why we came up with this idea, and we made a separate brand for this. And we are like Elevator, we are also appointing traders to promote our sheet business. And it has been quite successful, and it is in a positive manner. So you will see good growth on the sheet business also.
Okay, thank you, sir. We'll move on to the next question from Mr. Kartik Bhatt.
Okay.
So please unmute yourself and ask the question.
Yeah, I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir. So we've introduced this new Evoke 360 Home Lift. So I just wanted to understand what is the approximate addressable market in India, if you can throw some light on it. And what is our right to win as such? I mean, are we competing on technology front, or are we competing in lesser penetrated markets like tier 3, tier 4 markets? And are we price competitive as well?
Yeah, so Evoke 360 has been developed with an idea of like targeting the issues which traditional lift had for home lifts. So in that way, we have been able to solve maximum issues which traditional lift were not able to solve. And because of that only, we have getting good response in that. Currently, there is not a big challenge of promoting Evoke right now, but because the construction had started with the traditional design, many projects are not viable right now. Like new projects which had already been working from last 2 years, they are not able to incorporate Evoke 360 right now. But with time, the projects will be redesigned as per this, because this is more space efficient and also more premium looking. So gradually people are shifting their mindset, and people are started opting Evoke instead of the traditional lift. And with time, as the awareness grows, more and more people will be interested in that. Also, we are focusing more on tier 2, tier 3 cities right now for this, because it is a home lift solution. So either bungalows or only duplexes are like prominent for us for this product. So our major focus is on this tier 2, tier 3 cities only, because over there only the bungalow culture is more, and the development of such societies where the building, the home is of around 2G plus 2 or G plus 3, and they require a lift over there. Does it address your question, sir?
Sir, I think there is some technical issue.
Okay, sure. And sir, how big is this premium home lifts market in India? I mean, do we have some kind of a ballpark number, or I mean?
Could you repeat it again, please?
Sir, how big is this premium home lifts market in India? I mean, how big is this market segment in India? I mean, any color on that, or how big is this market in India?
Yeah, hello. Paresh here. See, as Monish bhai gave the clarity, the premium elevator market, or if you say the home lift market, is now growing a lot. That there are two things which has changed. One is that people have accepted this as a necessity and not as a luxury. Second limitation, if you see in the larger cities, the tier one cities, the land costs are so high that people, they prefer to live in a building. So which has got a G plus 10, now it is even going to G plus 30, 40. So over there, this product is not designed for. This is purely designed for maximum G plus 3. So in a way, that is a limitation, but that demand is now growing. People have started installing. So if we look at the overall elevator market, this will be a small percentage. This will not be a huge percentage. So we cannot expect very high growth from this.
Okay, sure, sir. Sir, you mentioned about adding more distributors across both elevator and stainless steel sheet business as one of the drivers, I think. So I just wanted to, if you can quantify a little bit as to how strong is our network currently, and how many do we intend to add maybe in this year? I mean, is that possible or?
Yeah, I'll just give you a rough estimate. Like today, we are present in all the states of India. We have got more than 750 customers who are regularly buying from us. Out of the 750 customers, there are more than 80% who are very consistent, regularly buying from us. We have our warehouse set up in Ahmedabad, Kolkata. We have traders in all the major cities. If you say in MP, we have Indore, Raipur has recently started. In West, we have in Gujarat itself, we have got many big clients. Then in Hyderabad, we have our trader. Then in Bihar, we have in Patna our traders. So that way we have covered quite a lot, and we are still appointing more and more traders in the north region for a better development. We have very good presence in Bangalore, Belgaum.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We'll move on to the next question. From Mr. Manish.
Hello. Thank you, ma'am, once again for the opportunity. So, sir, we were exploring and railway, what do you say, opportunity, right? So, anything on that front? Has anything fructified?
Railways, yes, we have explored, but railway, they have got a very long process of vendor registration, and they have got too many vendors who are from the government sector itself. Like for the steel, the lot of procurement happens from SAIL. And so yes, still we have applied in railways, but we have not yet received any orders from there. The work is in progress, but.
Okay. And sir, your PPT says that 40-50% of the components, right, which go in making elevators, all produced in-house. So are there any products which are still left which you want to kind of get into, which is in the pipeline?
At present, all the mechanical parts are made by us, but the other parts which are major are like the rails which are installed for the movement of the cabin. Then there's a steel cable which is used. Then there are electrical cables. Then there are electronic panels. So these are the things that we do not plan to enter into at present. But yes, on the mechanical parts, we have gradually introduced lot many products, and we'll keep on introducing much more in future.
Okay. And after you commissioned Unit 3, you said you are able to offer a few more services, right? So what are those exactly?
No, few more. It is not few more services. Actually, Unit 3 is more to enhance our production of doors. The Salvini machine which we have installed gives it is a fully automatic machine. So the door production has gone up because of that. And in future, we can even look for sheet metal fabrication. If we diversify into other products, the same machinery can be used.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much, sir, for your responses.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we will move on to the next question from Mr.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity again. I just want to know this Stelix division regarding this SS sheets. I just want to know that when we spoke in the previous con calls that we are the only one second to General, which has too many variants and the captive and the you can say customization also. So, what is the contribution of sales of SS sheet to outside the final consumer in Q1? What is the percentage?
So, are you asking about the like revenue from selling steel in quarter one?
No, only from embossed and designer sheets.
For embossed and designer sheets, I'll have to check, but it is around, I think, around 10 to 15% of quarter one sale.
Yeah, because I think that product is carrying moat because that is the only thing which we are doing after General, and we have a lot of customization capability also, correct? So
Yes.
my point is that why we are not scale up meaningfully in that segment? Is there any hurdle or the customer acceptance? Because we are saying that in the previous con call that we are pitching to interior designers and architect also. For selling of these designer sheets.
Yes, so it is not that there is the demand is not there, but because of the current global conditions, the steel prices had been fluctuating from last 3 to 4 months, and because of that, overall the utilization and overall the procurement or even the sales of steel business was down because of heavy fluctuation in pricing. But now gradually it is being getting stabilized, and so we have as we told that we have already approached Fujitec, Omega, Techno for embossing and designer sheets, and they have shown positive note on that, and they have also shown interest, and they have also procured from us in past month, but the quantum was less because of the price fluctuation. So in coming months it will definitely go up.
Okay. And in the investor presentation, management has highlighted regarding the addition of senior sales staff across Punjab, Haryana, UP, and there is a geographical expansion also through trader tie-up. Just want to know that since we have hired the senior staff, so the elevated employee cost is already factored in Q1, or it will be increasing coming quarter?
It is already factored in Q1.
Okay. And one last thing, I think now the company is in a position to cross the another milestone of 100 crore top line maybe in next quarter. So just want to know that once we cross 100 CR, so the requirement of working capital is also be going to be increased. And we have seen that short-term debt of the company is kept on increasing YOY basis. So how we are managed to plan the incremental working capital requirement? Do we take more short-term debt or any plan for fundraise or something?
Yeah, so depending on the time of requirement, definitely we can check which option is better. We might also raise fund from the market or even go with the bank. Currently, we haven't finalized anything in that factor because we are trying to increase our productivity and reduce our inventory days. So currently we are fo more focused in that, but definitely with time, if we feel that because of lack of working capital, we are not able to expand our reach, then definitely we might go for either fundraising or debt.
Yeah, because there is so many optionality with our product segment like Evoque designer sheet and the trader tie-up. So it should not be like that company has a scarcity of working capital and not able to scale up because of that. So
No,
that's why.
definitely that is something which we are keeping in our mind, and we have been, that is the only reason why we are more focused on increasing our productivity so we can efficiently use our working capital.
Okay. So thank you and congratulations again. Wish you achieve more in this year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Best of
Thank you
luck.
very much.
Thank you so much, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Sir, one more question. With this increase in utilization to 3,500 doors per month that we are targeting, can we expect decent operating leverage to kick in by FY27? End of FY27.
Sorry, could you repeat the question again, please?
Yes. So the question is, with this increase in utilization to 3,500 doors per month that we are targeting, can we expect decent operating leverage to kick in by FY27?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, we can do that. And as already I told previously, that as the demand rises, we'll be able to achieve 3,500 plus doors depending on how much demand we get. So it will obviously give us an additional boost in increasing the revenue.
Okay, sir. Thank you. With this, we come to the end of our earnings call. I thank everyone for joining us today. On behalf of Finportal, I would like to express our sincere gratitude to the management team of Arin for their time and for sharing the company's performance, strategic initiatives, and outlook, and addressing all the investor questions. With this, I now invite the management team for their closing remarks.
Thank you everyone for your valuable questions and for participating in today's earnings call. We appreciate your continued interest in Aaron Industries Limited and the confidence you have placed in the company. We look forward to continuing this journey together and delivering sustainable value to all our stakeholders. With this, we conclude today's conference call. Thank you once again and have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you to the all the participants for joining us today. If any question remain unanswered, please feel free to reach out to us on the mail ID mentioned in the chat box. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. You may now disconnect.